on the eve of the Baltic Crusades, we're really thinking about up to the early 12th century. Essentially, you would have local rulers, such as Niklot, kind of in the Wendish area, northeastern Germany, as well as Scandinavian rulers like Valdemar II, the Archbishop of Lund, Anders Sunnesson, in addition to local rulers in northeastern Europe, such as Livonian, Prussian, and Lithuanian rulers, who were kind of all active, but unfortunately we don't quite know much about them until later in the 13th century when their names start to appear in the written record. You also have some activity from Rus to the east, especially in Livonia. There was some potential, there was some missionary activities going on in Livonia, but nothing very serious, very, very thorough. And then, of course, you have German princes in northeastern Germany, the Saxon princes, Albert the Bear, Henry the Lion, these people that are all kind of intermingling with one another. You have alliances that are differentiated mostly based on religion and ethnicity. But essentially what I think is going on there on the eve of the Baltic Crusades is a quite diverse mix of local rulers and polities and political ambitions going on.